Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way,
sounded very believable.
Shark.
Speaking of sharks, Joe Thornton, Hall of Fame.
There you go. That's a huge one. Maybe they should have drafted Joe Thornton number one overall in the history of Barry Sports.
Hall of Famer.
You just said that.
I know. Oh, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I was reiterating.
Love Island, by the way. I'm starting that tonight. Oh, I'm excited. A lot of people are talking about it. I'm excited. Love Island, Joe. Get on it. So we can both talk about it.
Is that the Diddy trial or is that the Epstein trial or what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why'd you have to do that? You take it from here to here, okay? Just keep it in the middle, all right? Jimmy Eat World, the middle.
That's a very odd. It was with Diddy. Don't even bring that.
You brought it up. You just brought up the guy
with the loudest silence in Morning Rose history.
Thank you. I thought my Wade Heckler one was bad. Jesus. By the way, Anthony Slater did drop an article on The Athletic. I guess he hasn't moved over to ESPN. I didn't think we were supposed to ask him yesterday about it, so I didn't. But Slates just dropped this one. He spent some time with Jonathan Kuminga in Cleveland, and Kuminga had some words for one Anthony Slater, and I'm just going to get right to it. This is the excerpt that caught my eye, Joe, in this. This is Jonathan Kuminga telling The Athletic, quote, "That's what's been on my mind in regards to having that sample on that stage against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority, to just be one of the guys a team relies on, aiming to be an all-star multiple times, aiming to be great wherever I'm going to be at. It don't matter if it's the Warriors or if it's anywhere else, it's something I want. I want to see what I could do. I know I got it, so I want to really see. I've never got that chance." That last part to me is very interesting. Do you feel like Jonathan Kuminga has had a chance here in Golden State to show if he could be that player of the future? Do you think he's had a legitimate chance and opportunity before him to showcase that he could be that guy? Because part of me thinks that he has had that opportunity to kind of grab the steering wheel, if you will, show the organization that I'm that dude, and run away with it. I just don't think he's been able to do that, whether that's the front office's fault or not. He's had the minutes allocated him to show that he could be that player, Joe. I just don't think...
Wait. How much time do you get?
I mean, he had what?
Forget him in particular. I'm asking you, how much time do you get to prove this?
I think he's had enough time to show me.
No. I'm asking you.
What I don't know. Like, it's different for the sport. What do you mean?
Okay. Well, like Franz Wagner, who everyone points to, has played 2.5 times the amount of minutes since being drafted in the NBA to prove and to groom and to be who he is.
Okay. Yes.
Do you even know who he is as a player?
Yes, I know Franz Wagner is a very good player. Okay. He's one of the young ascending players for an Orlando Magic team that is now has their sights on an Eastern Conference that is wide open.
Okay, well,
alongside Paolo Banchero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me go. Are you sure you know exactly what he is for the next 4 or 5 years?
I think he is going to be at least a serviceable and winning player for the next 10 years. I don't know if he's an all-star, but I know he's going to be good. He's going to be part of a rotation.
Okay. All right. So
I don't even know that about Kuminga yet. Oh. I don't.
What do you mean? He's been a serviceable guy in their rotation.
Serviceable how?
As in, he is a top 7 or 8 guy on any team in the NBA right now as a contributor. Yes.
Wagner also coming back from injury.
I know, but look at the minutes that he's. I'm just using him as an example because they were in the same draft class,
yeah.
Right? Like, he's played 2.5 times the amount of overall minutes as Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with that last sentence. Again, we're reacting to Anthony Slater's latest article when he sat down talking with Jonathan Kuminga, who's been training out in Cleveland. Him just saying, "I've never got that chance." I think he has had some chances here to really run away.
What was that chance? I want to know. I want you to define.
Well, his body failed him. He was balling out.
What was the chance he was given? I want to hear what he was given. What was he given?
He was given legitimate minutes alongside Stephen Curry for a given amount of time this past season. What? Why are you laughing?
He played like 20 minutes a game.
That's a chance. Is it not? Yeah, he's getting 20 minutes a game to showcase what he could do. He was playing well, and then he got hurt.
He averages,
sucks.
His per 36 averages are well over 20 points a game. Like, his numbers are there. Like, if you want to go like that, like, he's talking runway. He's saying, I'm a 30 to 35 minute a night guy. I'm in year 4 or 5. That's what he's saying. And this goes back to the conversation that we had yesterday, and I'm going to continue to say it. Either you are going to marry Jonathan Kuminga and be committed to playing him his 30 to 35 minutes, which is necessary for him to take that leap forward, or we're going to be stuck in this purgatory where he's going to want more and you're always going to want more as a fan and as a team.
So you're agreeing with him saying, I've never got that chance with the Warriors.
I just think that I agree that his opportunity was, hey, be a perfect role player alongside Steph Curry, and if you don't take the appropriate dribbles and back screens and cuts, and you are sitting on the bench and we're going to Gee Santos. That's not runway. Like, runway is, I can miss some shots and not have to look over my back because I'm getting yanked out. I'm sorry, we're just going to disagree on that.
Well, prior to that ankle injury, that severe one, obviously, that hampered him for a couple months, like, he was getting that runway, though. Was he not?
No. Podziemski gets that runway. Kuminga does not. We just disagree. Podziemski is able to play through long stretches of being very inefficient. Long stretch. And I'm not mad. I'm telling you, like, if we're going fair and we're asking about, like, Podziemski has had the runways to prove himself. And I still don't know what he is.
All right. I'm going here. The minutes played prior to that, we're going to go all the way back to, let's see here, as I pull up, let's go to December. 28 minutes, 32 minutes, 28 minutes, 36 minutes, 36, 29, 27, 23,
that was with Wiggins
29.
Out?
Yep. 27,
which
36,
again, and then what happened?
34,
Wiggins came back. He did the same thing last year when Wiggins was out.
31, 25, and then he got hurt 15 minutes in that final game. And then he came back, and yeah, it was a brand new team, basically, with Jimmy Butler there. And it was different, and it was tough, and the team was winning, and he wasn't really attributing to that. And you know what? I don't fault Steve Kerr because he was just going what was working. And then he got to a point where he needed some scoring. He went to him in the playoffs. And I'm sure JK felt good about what he could do, but he also probably felt frustrated, as he should. He should be frustrated. He should want more. And Steve Kerr's talked about that. I just have a hard time saying when he says, I've never got that chance to really show that he could be an all-star game kind of a player. I think he had a whole full month of a runway I just listed down right there. Full month. And he looked good. He looked solid.
He helped carry them to the playoffs the year they played against the Sacramento Kings in the first round and was immediately put on ice. So, like, this thing, like, he was good for a month and then goes right back down to being, like, DNP'd. So I understand his frustration. Now, again, Joe, you have to make on this team, in this organization, the settings are different than anywhere else. You have to be so good above and beyond to be able to play at that position because they had Wiggins and they had Draymond Green playing the 3-4 that he wasn't good enough to force their hand. So I think I will meet you in the middle and say both elements can be true. I think his gripe is legitimate, and I also think the Warriors' point of view is legitimate.
We're reacting right now to Anthony Slater's latest piece in The Athletic, Jonathan Kuminga having a sit-down with him. A lot of juicy stuff in here. And another thing he said in that little excerpt is saying, you know, wherever I'm going to be at, it don't matter if it's the Warriors or if it's anywhere else. It's something I want in regards to being an all-time great and being an all-star. I think you should want that. I don't have any problems with that. Do Warriors fans have any problems saying like he doesn't care if it's here or anywhere else? I guess. Does that hit you some type of way as a Warriors fan, Joe, when you hear that? Is that him being just fed up with the whole thing, you think?
Yeah, I think it is him being fed up, and I see his point. I get his frustration. I also don't think the Warriors are the worst people in the world for having gone through this exercise. Like, they do have someone straightforward. They have Steph Curry, and that changes the algorithm for every role player on the team, every drafted player on the team, everyone around there. So I think that this is a very unique circumstance. He's a unique player that came in extremely raw, that maybe more so than other guys in his draft class needed to be able to play through mistakes. And I think it's really difficult when you're that kind of player that needs to play through mistakes and then also on a team where mistakes are very much not tolerated. I think both are true in this situation.
888-957-9570. I know yesterday we were talking about topic fatigue, right? And Jonathan Kuminga and all of that. And I understand there's frustrations abound from all fan bases when it comes to certain players and young players and minute allocation, but particularly with this one because we have a window here that is so minute, so the window is slightly open, it's slightly ajar, and it's so close to just being closed all the way, Joe, when it comes to Stephen Curry, when it comes to Draymond, Kerr, all of it, that like guys like Kuminga, Moody, Pods, we have these microscopes on them in a way we don't with so many other players around sports because they're the difference between another championship or not, for some people anyways. Now, I would argue...
I would stop you right there, and I not to interrupt. And
no,
just,
no, please. Did I say something?
I think if I'm in JK's circle, I'm saying, no, it's not. No, me and Pajemski are not treated the same. Pajemski is allowed to go 0 for his life and continue to dribble into anything he wants, gets any shot he wants, can't play a lick of defense except for getting some charges, and he's allowed, and I'm just giving you the point of view.
Let's not act like Jonathan Kuminga is the greatest defender ever.
I never said that he was.
No, but like you're comparing the two, like there's night and day difference when it comes to defense.
No, what Kuminga's I'm saying is that sure. If JK misses an assignment, he's on the bench. If Pajemski plays way too high on someone and that guy dribbles by him, and then boom, we get a high-low dunk, he's still out there dribbling. That we are not treated the same on this team. And I get his point of view.
I guess the question is, 888-957-9570, has Jonathan Kuminga been given a fair chance to prove that he could be a part of the rotation of this team? Has he been given a fair chance? He says no. I think he's been given a shot, and he hasn't seized the opportunity. What say you? 888-957-9570. Adam is in SF, wants to join in the conversation. Adam, good morning.
Morning, fellas. So I wanted to add that I don't think that Kuminga has been given a fair shot. And the reason why I say that is if you look at Kawhi Leonard when he came into the Spurs, you could say that there's a similarity there as far as the potential. You know, Popovich saw what Kawhi could be, and to utilize him, he understood that Tim Duncan needed to take a step back and allow Kawhi to develop. I don't understand. I understand we have Steph Curry, who's the greatest shooter ever, but Steph is in the last period of his career. I don't understand why Kerr and the Warriors can't see what Kuminga can be and allow him to take a step forward and allow Steph to take a step back. I'd love to get you guys' comment.
Adam, real quick, if you're still there, what do you think the ceiling is for Jonathan Kuminga? What do you think he could be? He thinks he's an all-star.
If you look at what the guy has, raw talent, obviously, right? Then you take that and his ability to grow. He's still young. He can still learn. If you look at Kawhi Leonard when he was in San Diego State, you also saw the same thing. He was raw, but he had the ability to really hone his skills. Look at him now, right? We have to take those type of, see Kuminga in the same situation where not only is he younger than Kawhi, he has the hunger, he has the drive, but we have to give him the opportunity, one. And two, he wants that role. And so as a coach, if a player wants that role, it should be a two-way relationship. You want to give him that time to grow, give him those responsibilities, give him the chance to fail and then learn and then keep growing. But if you're boxing him into a system, and I'm not saying the Warrior system is not bad, but I think Kerr is so fixed in this box, he doesn't want to think outside the box. Mm. And unfortunately, maybe he should. If you look at Popovich, he could have easy.
All right.
Thanks.
I don't mean to interrupt you. So like,
The comparison, real quick, to Kawhi Leonard, I'm not just, here for it.
He's not
San Diego
Kawhi.
State. He played a couple years of college.
He's not Kawhi.
He's not Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard Kawhi. Is one of the greatest players of all time.
And what they did was very unique.
Yes.
Okay. And so, like, thinking that they were going to be able to do that is just it's not fair. I mean, it's just not. But I also think like the Kuminga situation has been more public. But I think Moses Moody could have a very similar gripe to what Kuminga has in terms of like. Dude, I've been stymied by some randos too. Mm. Like, I thought Moses was given opportunities, and he then played himself out of said opportunity.
He was inconsistent. He was,
and I also think that there were some injury situations for him that are out of his control. I mean, look, part of the Kuminga equation is the Draymond conversation, which no one wants to have. You know why they play basketball the way they do? Because Draymond's not a factor offensively outside of passing. Just the guys coming off screens.
And we saw
so
that,
if Kuminga's not going to screen anyone or be a spot-up shooter, when you play alongside Draymond Green, it makes it very difficult, right? And these are the tough conversations that no one wants to have. Well, and this is why I'm very reluctant on Pods. Because if Pods is going to be a passer and Draymond's going to be a passer and neither of them are going to be shooters, well, then those two are clunky together.
I'm more, you know, optimistic about Pods when it comes to being a shooter because he did have stretches last year where he looked pretty freaking good.
Sure.
He did. So, like, and he's young. He's young enough now to where it's like, okay, like, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Draymond's been in the league how long? Like, come on. Like,
but this is who Draymond is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who Pods is just yet.
I'll tell you what he is. He's an ideal backup point guard.
Okay.
But they've been utilizing him as a starting point guard, and they've been utilizing him as a combo guard alongside Steph Curry, and I just think it's too short, not athletic enough, and not dynamic enough in terms of playmaking or shot making.
So Jonathan Kuminga said he's never gotten that chance to really show what he could do. Do you think he's gotten a fair chance, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Ryan is in San Jose. He wants to join the conversation. By the way, Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO, joining us in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. But in the meantime, Ryan, good morning. Ronald Spadoni and Shasky.
All right, boys, we're talking practice. He has a fair shake every single day to show what he can do in practice.
They don't practice every day. They don't practice every day.
Well,
and they practice less now.
Shasky,
they practice now.
You're a coach. You're a coach. You're a coach. I'm a coach. I called yesterday about 30 years of coaching. You know that these kids, when those parents are coming in every day going, why isn't my kid playing enough? My kid... You have to show it every day. You have to show it in the scrimmages, the 5-on-5, the practice time. You got to show it. If you're a quote-unquote gamer, you know how much BS that is as a coach. You have to put it out there. He gets it every time he steps on the court with those players. And this, you guys talk about what I'm tired of hearing about. Man, I am tired of hearing about the gamer of or the game of, you know, Kuminga. If he's not showing it, if the veterans aren't going, we must have him. I don't hear them say how much they need him. Maybe Podziemski is showing what, you know, they need, and they're good with it, right? But we talk about it because he'll show flashes of brilliance. Then he'll show things like, wow, that was just a dumb move. Yes, he's young. But every time he goes, he didn't have a chance, every time he steps on the court with those vets, every time he steps on the court with those people, is he showing it? No. And Shasky, you're a coach, my friend. You should know that. That's an opportunity that player has to show you as a coach what you can bring.
And thanks, Ryan.
If I get his point about practice, and if you don't think this team with their veterans after the last 4 years of ego, money, and politics in the locker room, if you don't think this team gets threatened by certain players, then I just don't know what you're watching. Jordan Poole on line one.
Who, by the way, got traded yesterday to the New Orleans Pelicans. So Poole and Zion, as Jordan Poole makes the move from Washington, D.C. to New Orleans. C.J. McCollum now going from New Orleans over to D.C. Some wheeling and dealing. Kyrie Irving staying in Dallas. 3-year deal for him. So he's going to be staying over there. And Kristaps Porzingis, Tingus Pingus, getting traded to the Hotlanta Hawks. He'll be playing with one Trae Young next season. Unless Trae Young gets traded, we'll see. So the Celtics, by the way, they're moving a lot of players. So Porzingis gone. Jrue Holiday gone.
They feel like salary dumps. Both.
Well, now the rumor is Jaylen Brown.
Well, I take Jaylen Brown would be exactly what the Warriors need. I mean, I know the contract is through the
ridiculous.
Roof.
Ridiculous, yeah.
I would love him because he's the elite perimeter defender that you desperately need.
Some say, me, that he is the best player on the Celtics. Even when Tatum's there, I think he is. I think he's the guy I fear the most in a big game and big moment is Jaylen Brown on both ends of the floor. I mean, hell, we saw him in that series a couple years ago, a younger version of him. I felt like he was the best Celtic at time. Now, his handle was awful. That's what we also remembered. And Tatum was just a horrible ISO score in that series. But yeah, if he's available. I mean, Derek White, obviously, it's a guy that Warriors fans have been kind of sniffing around. Could he become available? We'll see. The Celtics are in a very weird spot. Why would they trade him? I don't know.
I don't think they would. I mean, Derek White, I'd love to have as well.
The question right now, though, is has Jonathan Kuminga been given a fair chance by the organization? He says he's never gotten that chance. What say you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Samita's in Los Gatos. She wants to join the conversation. Samita, good morning. You're on with Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, guys. I gotta say, I agree 100% with Shasky on this one. I don't think that Kuminga's been given a fair shot. I think there's a distinct lack of patience with his performance that, as Shasky pointed out, that same lack of patience is not there with Pods. And so I think that's pretty obvious. The other thing, you know, just finished watching the NBA Finals. We don't have a single guy, in my opinion, on this team right now, other than Jonathan Kuminga, who has the necessary level of physical talent to win the whole thing. Our guys are, we got 35, 37, 36. That's our core. And Kuminga has an explosiveness and a physical talent that I haven't seen in anybody else on this team right now. Also, by the way, the point about Draymond Green is well taken, and I think it's a conversation nobody wants to have because it's throwing back to the same thing that happened with Clay. There's so much emotional attachment to this guy that you can't really talk about, you know, the X's and O's and the technicalities of what he's bringing to a game. So I agree with you on all those points, but Kuminga hasn't had a fair shot. We need to get younger. We need to get more physical. No way that we're going to be able to compete in the West with these young, hot, physical teams without somebody like Kuminga.
Thank you, Samita. I appreciate the point there that she's trying to make. I'll argue that all that talent and all that raw potential is great. I need it to be like put to good use, though. And I feel like more often than not, I'm left scratching my head at times with Jonathan Kuminga. Again, is it the chicken or the egg thing? Who's at fault here? Was it him getting put in a bad situation to start with when they should have been drafting for need, not potential at that time? I don't know.
Last three years. The NBA draft
is tonight is why we're talking about this a little bit, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.